Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects. Hello, everyone up and down the Kuskokwim River. My name is Petra Harpeth.
And I'm Grady Deaton, and you're at Coffee at KYUK. Today, I'm sitting down with two people that we could probably spend the whole show on each one of them. I'm sitting with Renee Athanas and John Oscar from the Kuskokwim Art Guild. They also have other hats, as everyone does, wear many hats in this community. But we're here today specifically to talk about the 13th annual Kuskokwim Art Guild fundraiser, Steel Salmon and Raven Auction, which is scheduled to take place tomorrow at 5:45. 6:45 if you're going to be part of the general public coming to the auction. But let's kick it right into it. Tell me a little bit about the event, Renee, and a little bit about yourself first, too, so the listeners who don't know you know who we're listening to.
Well, good morning, Grady. Good morning. I work at the Cultural Center, work for the Kuskokwim campus, and run the facility, and have been out here in Bethel since 73, so a few years doing art and other things, taught art for years. But what you might not know is that the Kuskokwim Art Guild started in 2002, and we started as about 20, 25 artists that lived mostly here in Bethel and wanted to have a place to sell our artwork, to get together, to help promote the arts in the area. So we rented the Moravians' old house down there right next to the bookstore, and we were in there for a number of years. And our very first Steel Salmon and Raven auction was held outside in the wind, no rain luckily, and lasted maybe 15 minutes because everybody was freezing. And we had about, I don't know, 10 steel salmon and raven. Just salmon then, just steel salmon.
And so this year we have a really nice event planned that probably makes standing in the rain and auctioning 10 steel pieces of art a big comparison. You have how many ravens and steel salmon already in the mix? How many do you think you'll be auctioning?
Well, each year, Shorty Salzburn for Shorty Shop cuts us 10 raven and 10 salmon, and he donates those to us. So he's a good guy. You say, tell Shorty thanks. And we give those out to 20 different artists, and they then make them into works of beauty or funny or serious or however it is they want to interpret it. We leave it totally open to the artist.
So the event is going to be tomorrow, and it's the 13th annual fundraiser, but I want to know a little bit, John, you are no stranger to marketing art business in the Delta, and what benefit does the Art Guild give an artist who's trying to bring their wares to market here in this tough economy?
Well, thank you. This is John Oscar. A lot of people know me in the region and around the state. This culmination of artists are in Bethel and somewhere on the Delta have utilized Kuskokwim Art Guild as an outlet for presenting their works. And it's a good diverse group of individuals that we have in this, just in the city of Bethel, too. Quite a few artists I've gotten to know over time. And before I came to Bethel, I was already working with the village of McCoryuk to produce artwork on the website, web-based business. And unfortunately, it started when recession was just beginning to hit. So anyway, it enables other artists from the region to use Kuskokwim Art Guild as an outlet to market their works. And also, not just that, Kuskokwim Art Guild has supported quite a few artists over time. And Renee's been a big a contributor of her time. And I wish to thank Renee, and everybody thanks Renee for, you know, being a core person to keep this thing running.
So I think what you're alluding to is, in addition to being a mechanism for the networking amongst that, now it's been 70 artists over time, I think about somewhere around 40 you were telling me currently. But in addition to being a networking component for those artists and also a mechanism for promoting their works, it also supports the arts through scholarships and material donations and such. Please give me some details about that, because I know that that exists, but I'm not really sure of the details.
Yeah, Renee can cover that a little more better in detail, but we do support artists locally.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about that.
Our scholarships include the summer arts program with the university. We have, for the last 10 years, contributed over $30,000 to the art scholarship, and we've probably worked with 500 different kids during that time. And that's just one. Then we also offer two $1,000 scholarships twice a year to college freshmen or sophomores that are going into the arts. Now, it doesn't have to be visual arts. It could be language arts. It could be journalism. It could be anything that is arts-related in any manner. And then we also have a new thing that we've awarded a few of these to adults who need specific adult artists, like they need tools or they need supplies or they need something specific. They're smaller grants, about $500, and we've given probably about seven of those out, and we're looking to do that more often to help, because you know, every now and then a tool breaks and it's spendy and you got to buy a new one. So that's what we're kind of there for. And we also support the Best in the West Small Business Competition. We're one of the partners in that because all artists end up being individual entrepreneurs, and they need our support as well.
Yeah, plus this year we're going to be providing support to the John Active Memorial Scholarship Fund.
So that's all good stuff to talk about, because I know that any given non-artist out there who might not be familiar with what the Art Guild does might be, well, why are we raising funds? Well, that's why. We're raising funds to support budding artists, both in the youth camps that take place in the summertime, at the college level, in the scholarships you just mentioned, and with the adults with the small material grants you just mentioned as well. So that's the reason. That's the why. That's one of the whys. That's the why. Get out there and support the Kuskokwim Art Guild with this event tomorrow. But there's another reason why. There's some food. There's
right.
some food.
Definitely.
Now, I went to Taste of Bethel last year. I went to Taste of Bethel this year. And I guess that's the big news on everyone's tongue.
Uh-huh.
is this year at this event, tomorrow, there'll be something similar. We're going to have some. Tell me more about that.
Well, what we decided to try this year was and helping to promote diversity, which is something that, as John mentioned, we're very inclusive and we want to bring everybody together in a good way, a healthy way. And so we asked eight different chefs that got high scores from everybody. I mean, everybody loved everything, but we had to winnow it down to eight. So they're each making 60 of their dishes.
Uh-huh.
Now we're selling 100 tickets, so not everybody's going to get one of everything, but you get four tickets, so you couldn't possibly anyway. But we've got Andrew is going to do, I'm not sure if he's doing corn, but he's going to do something great. We've got some black bean sliders. We've got baklava. We've got the Greek salad. We've got shrimp and grits, and we've got the fried reindeer rice and a couple of other ones that I'm sure I'm forgetting because I forgot to bring my list with me.
So just for the purpose of reflection, did we have last year, was it a choice of two or was it just a course?
It was a course. They
right.
served just a straight menu of food and everybody was served. This year on each of the tickets, you get five little tear-offs. One is for a drink, and then four are for food. And you're going to go up and select whatever it is you want, and you'll give the ticket to the high. That's the other thing we do. We always have a high school group come down, and they serve and they clean, and then they work for tips, and that goes to their program. And if Mike Colvetti's listening, you better make sure you've got your kids down here on time. So those kids then get money for their fundraising events as well.
Yeah. So I happen to think that that's going to take that event to a whole new level. I think everyone's going to walk away pleased, or, and I hate even allude to people being disappointed, but I think that maybe you're going to have a run on the food, and it's going to be all the food's going to be sold out, and you're going to have the public come in and want more of what isn't going to be there. I think that you should buy your tickets early. Now, let's talk about the tickets. Tickets are available now at the Cultural Center gift shop. Go to the gift shop between 12 and 4 when they're open today and pick up your tickets, because it's the last day to pick them up there. Right. You can, of course, buy them at the door as well.
Well, we have 20 left. So.
Oh, my word. Get those 20 tickets and then show up.
Better get in there. Better go ahead. Go and get them right now.
As far as food goes out, we've got 8 people making 60, which is, 480 some dishes. So I think people are going to have more than enough food. And we have some extra desserts coming as well.
And that's the good news, because you're opening up to the general public at 6:45. So people can come in and they will be able to buy some a la carte items. I know that there's liquor sales. So bring your IDs if you're interested in that.
You must have an ID.
And I shouldn't say liquor. I'm sorry. It's beer and wine?
Just beer and wine. Mm-hmm.
And so must have your ID for that. You must have some tip money for those high school kids that are going to be carting all your – you're going to be having more than one plate because you're going up to these multiple vendors. Right. So please bring your tip money for those high school kids. I think they're going to be working a little harder this year. And if you're coming to the general public, you will have an opportunity to get a dessert at least, yeah?
Yes, right. And it's and that's free of charge. So anybody in the town can come. There's no charge to come to the auction. There's no charge to come look. We'll have not only the 20 steel salmon and raven, and some of them actually are out of clay or wood, so we have quite a variety. There will also be, we usually have about 50 silent auction items, which Ann Kozachev will be in charge of. But so there's lots of different things you can look at that'll have different ways you can help support the arts. And it's a fun night. We're going to... Shane Iverson's going to be our guy who does the auctioneering again. We're going to have Tiffany up on the stage. Maybe we'll drag Grady up there. So it's going to be a fun evening. And I'm hoping everybody comes out because, it's a good way to kick off the year, so to speak.
Yeah, right before the permanent fund dividends, this is a good opportunity for everybody to participate. And it's a good start for the fall time. Yeah, definitely.
It's very interesting. So some of the artists we have now... Some of you may have been buying or have seen Mandy Sorg's. She just had a baby, 2 days ago. Hers may or may not be done, but she does the skeletal of whatever animal she's doing. And then she did the muscles. And then she's doing the veins. And so she's each year doing a different layer of the animal, of the fish.
Like the anatomically correct diagramming kind of thing.
Exactly. And they are so cool. So she told me it was done before she went into the hospital to have her baby. So I'll check with Steve Sorg to make sure that if it's there.
It'll be great to see.
Yeah. And then John's got something coming.
Yeah, I'm working on a piece right now. So I've worked on it, and I made some changes, and as naturally artists do, there's little changes here and there that always occur, but I'm trying to make it the best I can.
Is it a salmon or
raven? It's a combination. Actually, it's a raven steel, but I'm putting salmon into it at the same time, so it's a combination. Yeah, it looks pretty dollary.
So John's one of those guys that at 5:30, they'll be walking into the Cultural Center with it wet, saying, "Here, Renee, I'm done.
It's still drying.
Don't touch the edges."
which we have happened almost every year. Somebody brings it down to the last moment.
Have the winter pick it up tomorrow, folks. Yeah. Let the paint dry. Uh-huh. No, that's really a fun evening. I got a kick out of the many diverse styles. I love how, with art, when you're forced to be constrained into, say, the palette of the raven or the salmon. It frees you in other ways to explore, you know, whether it be the style or the material or whatever. I was really fond of the Tlingit-inspired art that came out last year. Also,
Laura Carr, so, where is yours? If you're listening, drop it off.
Those two pieces were stunning. They were really amazing fine art pieces. But, you know, the real last year, the real takeaway was Beverly, right?
Malarchik.
Yeah, the very detailed, is it Bosch? I can't think of who it reminds me of, the artist it reminds me of, but, you know.
She's very detailed.
It was very cool.
Unfortunately, yeah. Beverly didn't have time to do one this year. So yeah. I'm going to give her one early so she can start working on it.
Okay, you hear that, Beverly.
Yeah, Bev's going to get hers early so she can start working on it now.
I think she was the big winner. Well, I call it the big winner. I think that was the high dollar item
either
last
hers
year,
or Marie's.
Alfred. Yeah.
Or Marie Alfred's.
Yeah, her stuff's really
Marie will have a, yep. I think she's got a salmon this year that we're going to put in. And then there's also one by Paul Daumler, which is the salmon swimming through a net. It's very nicely done. And then we have one that's actually a rainbow trout. They painted the salmon as a rainbow trout because they have a real nice story. All of them have stories. So besides winning the bid on the whatever piece you like, it comes with a story and the artist's usually there to chat with.
What are dessert tickets going to cost if I show up, if I'm a general public person showing up at 6:45 and I want to just have a dessert and watch and look at the art and see the stuff?
Well, some will be for $5, some will be for $7. It'll depend upon what the dessert is.
All right, that was my last question. Let me give the details one more time. Tomorrow, 5:45, the deal starts. That's for meal ticket holders. There's only 20 tickets left. They're available at YPCC today from 12 to 4. Only 20 left, folks. Get over there today to pick them up. Then, at 6:45, doors open to the general public for the auction and silent auction, which will take place at 7. So everyone's invited to go to the Cultural Center tomorrow at 6:45. 20 more people can get dinner tickets to show up at 5:45 for that awesome selection of food from 8 of the Taste of Bethel chefs, which have been invited out there to come out. And the reason why I wanted to spend a little bit of time talking about the type of art we saw is because that's the real takeaway. Come out there to support the Kuskokwim Art Guild, but come out there for the eye candy in terms of all of the awesome, different, diverse art pieces that these fine and talented artists in our community have created for us to enjoy and also to purchase in support of the Kuskokwim Art Guild and all of the fine things that they do for us.
Well, thank you, Grady. We would truly appreciate
that. Thank you very much.
All right, well, that's my story. I'm sticking to it. Oh, if anyone's interested in becoming a member of the Kuskokwim Art Guild, is there a fee? And what does membership?
Yes, the membership is for a year. It's $60, and that gives you when you sell, because we sell on consignment. You're then $75, and the Art Guild is $25. If you're a non-member, it's $65 to the artist and $35 to the Art Guild, so we can pay rent.
All right, and people can of course become a member at the event as well.
Exactly, we'd love it.
Well, that's my story. I'm sticking to it. Without any further ado, I'm going to let everyone out there on the earshot know that I'd like them to not forget to be awesome to each other.